between starting lineups between St. Pat's and Elm Creek. The Irish as the 5 seed, the away team at 16-10. Ben Heirichs, the 6-foot junior, 22 a game. He's over 1,100 points in his career, 71 triples. That does not lead the D1 field, but it's close. Ben Hanko, the 5'11 sophomore, averaging 6.4 points per game, 4 rebounds, had 20 against Elm Creek. Trey Vermansky, the 6-foot senior, 5 points a game, team high 5 assists per game. Jackson Braithwaite, the 5'11 junior, who was shooting 38% in his last 5 games from downtown. He's up to 5 points per game. Rounding out the lineup is Peyton Kramer, the 6'4 junior, who's averaging 15-9. Boy, if he has a great state tournament 3-game run, maybe he gets to a double-double average. Bill O'Malley, 15th year, 290 wins in that time. Wouldn't he like to get to 293 there this weekend? Elm Creek, the 4 seed at 21-5, will start this way. Quinn Oberg, the 5'10 senior, career high 38, 2 times in his career, averaging 23 a game his senior campaign. Colton Kimes, a 5'9 junior, averaging 8 points per game, had 8 again the first meeting against the Irish. Cole Steiner is a 5'9 junior, averaging 3 points, a team best 4 assists per game, the ball distributor for this program. Blake Erickson's a 6'5 junior, did not score in the district final, had 5 of the first meeting between these two. And Caleb Ryder, the 6'2 junior, averaging 10 points per game, has a team best 52 triples for Coach Tanner Cavity, who's in his 22nd year and about 300 wins in his time at Elm Creek, a longtime coach of the Buffalo. St. Pat's in the road greens, gold trim, white numerals. They'll be on the right. Elm Creek in the home whites to get this one underway. They've got the dark blue Elm Creek Buffaloes across the front, or Elm Creek Buffs it maybe. Blue numerals with some gold trim. They'll be on the left. Let's dial up quarterfinal round of the state tournament here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's not quite breakfast at the bank. It's almost 11, but we'll take it. Had a few 9 a.m. games over the years. I was kind of hoping for a night game. Didn't get it. You can get one tomorrow if you win this game. That's what's on the line. A date with Howells Dodge tomorrow night. Howells Dodge winning by 20 in their opening game over Fullerton, the 8th seed. Peyton Kramer in center circle on the right. On the left is Blake Erickson. And the season on the line will start from PBA right now. Welcome on Husker Radio's KODY. Tips in the air, one by the Irish. They'll work right to left in your radio dial. Trey Fermansky picks it up. And the Irish move the ball into the front court here as we are underway. Ben Heirichs against man-to-man defense comes right side to Fermansky. Fermansky, high right, comes into Kramer. Right block, draws a double, goes into contact, misses the shot. Rebound out to Ryder. Look at a run in the front court. Caleb Ryder driving, stopping, kicking. Corner pocket three, far side. Airballed by Cole Steiner in the backside. Rebound hauled in by Ben Hankla. Into the front court to Fermansky, driving his floater up and goes. Senior makes it 2-0 St. Pat's. 25 seconds into the game. Good start for the senior, Trey Fermansky. Averages 5 a game. Elm Creek with Quinn Ober, guarded by Ben Heirichs, comes near wing with the ball screen, comes on left side. Here's an open three, Ethan Fries, who got the start, missed, rebound is on the baseline to Peyton Kramer. St. Pat's got the first one, and Fries got the start here today. That's different than what Coach told me. Here it is, right wing, 2-0 St. Pat's. We're a minute gone in the opening quarter. Picking up Heirichs is Colton Kime. Braithwaite out front, comes right side to Hankla. Heirichs had a just lethal start against him last year. Backdoor pass, Kramer to Braithwaite. Got his defender in the air, throws it up. No, but drew contact. He'll go to the line. Got a good ball fake, and he got a Buffalo on his back. First foul. The game's charged to Quinn Oberg. You can see his jumping ability. I don't know if Quinn is a track athlete or not, but should be with that jump. Braithwaite to the line. So Irish getting free throws early on, and the first one up and in from Jackson Braithwaite makes it 3-0. St. Pat's out front, 3-0. Braithwaite 72% on the year, a very good foul line shooter. Hasn't shot a ton, but he's an awfully good one. And he misses that one. It stays 3-0. St. Pat's early on. Here comes Elm Creek into their front court, left to right on your radio dial as you watch. Well, you're not watching today, are you? Quinn Oberg with it, guarded by Heirichs. Drives into the elbow, stop, kick corner. Back to Oberg. His dribble drive is dangerous. He'll take a step back long two on the right wing. That's missed. Backside rebound to Ryder. Kick out front. Second opportunity for the Buffaloes. You don't want to give those up. Here's where Oberg drives, spinning in the lane, draws a triple, lost it, picks it back up. He'll look inside for Ryder, not there. Come back left side into the hands of Colton Kime. 3 for him, off iron. Rebound is on the baseline into the hands of Ben Heirichs. Quickly into the front court to Fermansky. Transition right corner, holding up, looking inside for a posted up Kramer. He gets it to him, guarded by Ryder. Kramer, one-on-one, will take the 15-footer over him and put it in. 5-0 start for St. Pat's. 2 minutes gone in the opening quarter from PBA in the D1 quarterfinal round. A terrific start here by the Irish. Into the front court works Elm Creek. They'll come to Freeze right down below, right in front of us here. Freeze with a handoff out front to Oberg, driving into the lane. Lost it on the way in. Turnover. Up ahead to Fermanski. Fermanski one-on-one driving in. Layup in transition. 7-0 start for the Irish off the first turnover from Elm Creek. Into the front court. Oberg bouncing off a defender. Floats it over the rim and in. And that's where they can be dangerous, getting back. Irish got beat back the other way. Elm Creek ball on the board with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 7-2 St. Pat's with a great start. But Oberg getting the buffs on the board. Man-to-man offense comes offside into the hands of Fermanski. Inside to Kramer. Backdoor on the left block. Fadeaway shot. Contact. Pushed down to the ground. Ryder gets called with his first foul. And Peyton Kramer will go to the line on the second team foul by Elm Creek. And it will be free throws here for Peyton Kramer. And this is a spot the Irish have got to find a way to be really good at the state tournament. They have got to find a way to hit all of them. I mean, not all, but you need to hit a good clip. Kramer, first one up and in. He's 124th of his season, 55% on the year at the charity stripe, and he'll get a second opportunity here to make it 8-2, try to make it 9-2, and he will be short, but he got the roll over the rim and in. And it's back to a 7-point lead, 9-2, 5:14, quarter one. Buffaloes averaging right at 67 points per game. Team that can score. With it is Colton Keim. Keim will come near side to Ryder. It's Erickson. Backdoor pass on the baseline is kicked out off of St. Pat's. And here's Caleb Ryder into the game. He was the one that didn't start. I think Blake Erickson got the start. And here comes Sutton Tickle. Sutton off the bench, a 6'2 senior, averaging 7 a game. The lone sub here, 4:57, or different substitution pattern here, 16 to shoot. Inbound comes out front. With it is Ethan Freeze. Freeze looks in, comes back left side for Caleb Ryder. He'll drive into the lane. Stop, contested shot, no, but contact on Braithwaite on the arm. Free throws coming up for number 14, Caleb Ryder, the 6'2 junior. First foul of the game on St. Pat's. Gets the Buffaloes to the line where they're 58% on the year. We'll shoot him here by Ryder on the season, 66%, first one long. 8-2 start for St. Pat's. We're in the opening half, a quarter. 9-2, I should say, 4:50 to play here in our opening quarter. So far, a pretty good start by St. Pat's. On the offensive end, and haven't shot a three either. Free throw up, Ryder misses both. The rebound tipped out long, though, to the Buffs. They'll get a corner three from Ethan Freeze out of it, and he'll hit it. Boy, you hate that if you're the Irish. You did everything right. You got the missed free throw, but you couldn't finish it, get the rebound. Buffaloes get a big three-pointer, 9-5, down by four now, off the two missed free throws. Here's Tickle with it out front. Left side to Ben Hankla. Hankla finding Heirigs, wide open three out front. Trey ball short, rebound tipped around. Tickle ends up with it. No, Kramer ends up with it, and he'll float it over the rim and in. He's got six. 11-5, 4:18 to go in the opening quarter. Ball comes into the front court for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Comes left corner. Here's a back down by Erickson. Traveled, backing up. Yep. Blake Erickson tried to back down on Peyton Kramer. Traveled. Here comes Elijah Harmon. Mason Winder, the fourth freshman, into the game for the first time. Both 6'1 freshmen come in for Hankla and Braithwaite. So the only starters out there are Kramer and Heirigs. 11-5 Irish, 4:14 to go, or 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. Irish 4 of 6 to start this game from the field. Heirigs scoreless across the timeline, right to left, over the Herbie Husker logo, comes into the hand of Mason Winder. Winder out front to Kramer. Comes back to Heirigs. Baseline drive by number one. Off the glass drive. Too quick to the hoop. 13-2-5. Irish start. Timeout. Elm Creek will step aside. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Here to protect what matters most to you and your family from Pinnacle Bank Arena and the D1 quarterfinals. Little full court pressure here by St. Pat's. It's into the hands of Cole Steiner. He'll work it across the timeline left to right for the Buffaloes. Guarded by Elijah Hyman, the freshman. He's had a great year. Has it. Steiner at the top, comes to the left elbow, backdoor pass, got Oberg, reverse layup up and in. He's awfully quick, got to stay with number one. He's got four, great out of the timeout bucket for Coach Tanner Cavity. 13-7, Buffaloes down six here. 3:30 to go in the opening quarter. Mason Winder against the, comes inside to Hyman in lane. Elijah Hyman holds it, throws up a top shot, miss. Backside rebound, Tutton Tickle, putback doesn't go. Rebound's tipped around, it's going to be a foul on St. Pat's on the rebound. That'll be their second foul of the game. Neither of those great shots. I think Peyton Kramer got the foul. So it'll be Elm Creek ball, and so a rough out of the timeout situation there for the Irish. Blake Erickson back in. Colton Kime gets a seat. Irish give up a two on a backdoor cut and then committed a foul by their starting post. Inbound comes to Freeze in the backcourt. Freeze gets into the hands of Oberg. He'll work against Sutton Tickle. Tickle did not play in the game in Elm Creek. That was his first game missing with that foot injury. He did, however, have a tremendous game last year against him. Oberg, right corner, three right in front of us. Off iron, backside rebound, tipped into the corner. Kramer able to track it down. And then he throws it off of Caleb Ryder. It'll stay with St. Pat's. Elm Creek has started 1-for-5 from downtown. Our scoreboard brought to you by the Justin Thompson Agency. For all your insurance needs, call Justin 534-2400. Visit him online at jthompsoninsurance.com or stop by his office, 501 South Dewey Street in North Platte. Heirigs comes up top, Mason Winder, freshman with it. He'll get into the hands of Heirigs out on the wing near midcourt. Heirigs being hounded, works right corner, finds Kramer. Kramer looking inside for a posted up Tickle. They get it to him, back to Kramer at the elbow. Kramer kicks out to Tickle, right corner. Tickle driving in to the short corner, back to Kramer, long two of the baseline. He likes that shot, and he's feeling PBA. He's got 8 points. Quickly into the front court here to Ryder. Thinking about a three, he'll pop it with nobody in there to rebound and misses it badly. And Elm Creek, that's a poor shot. 15-7 Irish, 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Kramer collects his third rebound. Heirich shakes his defender, right wing three, off iron. Boy, he's 0-for-2. That was a great look. Into the front court quickly is Cole Steiner for the Buffs. On the near wing, comes out front. Erickson with it. He'll dribble twice, fake the handoff, drive into the lane, got a layup and gets the roll. Good take by Blake Erickson. Little wheel offense, fake the handoff to Oberg out front. Good offense and good take, 15-9. Buffalo's within six with a minute 50 to go here in the opening quarter of play. And a good job so far, a double screen for Heirigs this time into the lane to the elbow, contested shot, put in though. Can't deny him too much. He's got four, 17-9 Irish, a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Great start for the visiting number five seed. Blair Erickson, open three out front, way off the mark. That's not his shot, just 22% from downtown. Minute 30 to go in the first, 17-9 St. Pat's. Elm Creek cold from outside. I would argue they haven't shot too many good ones. Kramer resets out front with Winder, comes near side to Sutton Tickle. Minute 20 to go here in the first. Kramer, right side, drives in, 15-footer, feeling it. That one airballed out. No touch. No foul, no block, I guess. Here comes Braithwaite, Fermanski, and Hankla. Also back in is Colton Kime for the Buffaloes. Just like the athletes on the field quarter track, your heating and cooling units work hard, and service on them is sometimes needed. When the air conditioning stops running cold or your furnace shuts down, call Langmeyer Heating and Cooling of North Platte for service or new unit altogether. It's Langmeyer Heating and Cooling of North Platte, 534-5848. Oberg with it, guarded by Tickle. Comes to a ball deflected, Tickle steal. Tickle into the front court. Tickle driving right side. Tickle takes it off the glass and puts it in. U41 was taking that one the whole way himself. 19-9, largest lead for the Irish. 50 seconds to go here in the first. Oberg at the foul line, draws four defenders and a reach-in foul. Will stop play, third one on the Irish of the day. Who's this one charged to? Number 20, Trey Fermanski on the help defense, his first. 48.4 to go in the opening quarter. St. Pat's with a great start, 19-9. Not quite the start they had at Elm Creek December 23rd. Here on the boy, almost a travel by Erickson. Comes up top, Colton Kime, left wing, into the far corner now. Freeze with it. Freeze, handoff play. Oberg driving, 15-footer left side, perfect. That's a great, good. He can hit that all day long. 6 points for Oberg, 19-11. Irish can play for last shot if they'd like, 30 seconds on the get shot clock and game clock. Heirigs collects it high right. Four early points for number one. Comes right side to Ben Hankla. Hankla, who had 20 against this team last year, swings left for Mansky. Looking in, not there, holds it. Hankla in the corner with 15. Ball fakes, drives in, kicks out front. Braithwaite driving in, a floater up and rolls in. Jackson Braithwaite's first field goal, 21-11. Irish getting it from everyone right now. 5 seconds to go. Out front with it is Steiner. Top of the key, three. Good if it goes, but it does not. Just off iron by Erickson. That second bounce just came off the rim. Fantastic start for the Irish. 21-11 at the end of one. Seconds next from the D1 quarterfinal round after this. First quarter in the books. Hey, if you need a thicker, greener, less troublesome lawn, call Jorgensen's Lawn Service, 368-4000, with fertilizer, iron, weed, and insect control, along with aeration services. It's that time of the year. Call Jorgensen's. They proudly serve the entire area. Call today at 368-4000. End of the first, 21-11 Irish with a fantastic start. and did not hit a three. 0 for 2 from downtown. Elm Creek 1 for 8. The Irish 21-11 lead. Here's a Erickson drive, draws two, kicks out, wide open three. Cole Steiner right in front of us, off iron, rebound to Erickson. Erickson banging his way into Kramer, brings it down, kicks back out. They'll reset. It's Oberg driving, spinning. Oberg in the lane, 10-footer. This time bounced off the rim, doesn't go. Kramer collects the rebound, gets knocked out of the out of bounds, but he's able to get it to his teammate. Peyton Kramer already 6 rebounds. Heirichs driving, Heirichs around into the corner. Fermanski holding in the corner, got it poked away by Elm Creek. It'll stay with St. Pat's. 21-11, North Platte St. Pat's here early on. 7:26 to go in the second quarter by 10. First time they played December 23rd, it was 27-6 at the end of the first, but Elm Creek had a monster second quarter, namely Quinn Oberg, 15 in that quarter. Foul line right is Fermanski between the circles, swings left side, box and one, Pankla three, off iron, long rebound in the corner, collected by the Buffaloes. Elm Creek across the timeline, 7:10 to go here in the second quarter. Oberg driving, kicking corner, open three, Colton Keim, off iron, rebound is deflected into the hands of Kramer, his seventh of the game. Elm Creek 1 for 10 from downtown, shooting 33% on the year. They average 7 makes a game. 6:50 to go here in the opening quarter. St. Pat's with a 21-11 lead. There's a deer steal, and that's the first turnover. Into the front court, driving in is Keim. He'll lay it in. Got a steal on the wing and went straight in the other way. 6:39, second quarter, 21-13. First turnover leads directly to a 2. There's another deflected pass out by Colton Keim. He's getting his hands up. Little junk defense here on Heirichs and causing some issues for the Irish. Out is Cole Steiner. Back in is Caleb Ryder. D1 quarterfinal round rematch from December. 8-point lead for the Irish. Hankla looking in, not there. Hands it off right side to Ben Heirichs. Seeing a ton of attention. Out front to Fermanski. Now Hankel on the elbow. Back to Trey. He'll in the lane. Turn and put up a shot. Not a good one. Rebound is deflected out to Oberg. And Irish out of sync right now. 21-13. 6:13 to go in the second. See if Elm Creek can make a run. Oberg with a high screen. Dribbles right. Comes into the wing. Penetrating. Kicking is Erickson. Finding Ryder. Good look for him. Off iron. Rebound. Kramer cleaning him up inside. He's on his way to a double-double. Already 8 rebounds to go along with his 8 points. 5:55 to go in the second quarter, 21-13. But Irish stagnant right now against this box and one. Maybe a 1-3 chaser. Might be what Maywood Hayes Center tried. Hankla in the left wing to Braithwaite. Those two have to become shooters. Hankla with a baseline drive, got around two, reverses up and under, hits the bottom of the rim, but he got fouled. That was a good take, and Hankla will try to earn him at the line now. He had no chance of getting an and one. He was far too low. Foul's charge, I believe, to Erickson. That is. That's his second. He's the first to two. Here comes Hank Levine, the 5'11 sophomore, averaging 6.4 a game, gets his first there at the charity stripe. 20 points, 7 rebounds, career high against Elm Creek in his the meeting in December. He's had 2 double-figure games here in the postseason as well, including against Red Cloud in that district final. Erickson takes a seat. That's where a lot of the height is. Steiner back in. This becomes a much smaller lineup with the junior at 6'5 to the bench. 22-13, and Hankla misses the second. Rebound secured by Oberg. 9-point advantage, 5:30 to go in the second quarter. With it is Steiner out front. Comes left side. Driving into the free throw line, kicking right, freeze. Now back into the hands of Keim. Over around a defender. Corner pocket, 3 far side, Steiner doesn't go. Backside rebound deflected out of bounds right in front of us. Off of St. Pat's last, it'll remain Elm Creek ball near sideline with a fresh shot clock here. Off that missed three. Good look again for Steiner. Elm Creek still just 1-3. 1 for 12. They come into a posted up Oberg. Works around. Heirichs got it in the lane. Got the floater to go. And you got to get a second body on number one. He's got 8. Just so shifty and good with the ball. 5:09 to go. Elm Creek within 7 here in the second quarter. Got to feel like Irish got to find something on the offensive end. Here's an hoop play. They'll find Hankla in the air. Floater doesn't go. That was there. Beautiful pass. Ball deflected now. Picked up by Keim. He'll drive in and get the layup. That's Colton Keim. Boy, he's fouled before the lay-in. On the floor. No shot. He was fouled on the reach. That's a pretty good foul by St. Pat's, depending on who's it out. It's Ben Heirichs, his first, so that's a good foul. End line left, Elm Creek will have it, down 7, 4:53 to go in the second quarter. Inbound comes out front, trying to get Oberg here underneath. They'll reverse it far side, get a Ryder 3. He won't go. Backside rebound is all St. Pat's, and Elm Creek I mean, barely can hit anything from outside. You got to feel like if you're the Irish, you got to take advantage of this. Offensive slow start. Then again, it's been on their end too. Heirich's in the lane, comes to Fermanski. Right wing, Braithwaite, deep three. A little too deep. Rebound all Elm Creek. Irish not getting on the glass now. Oberg quickly into the front court, slowing him up. Ryder with it right in front of us. Out front, here's a drive into the lane to the elbow. Kicks out front, another open three. This one off iron, rebound is out off St. Pat's. Stays with Elm Creek. Colton Kine missing that three, but another opportunity. 4:19 second quarter, St. Pat's 22-15. This is a team that will start hitting them, 33% on the year. Get into Freeze, down into Oberg on a triple team turnaround, bank shot. Ooh, rare miss from him in the lane. Heirich's going to get a timeout from Coach O'Malley. I thought that might be coming. We'll step aside. 4:11 to go in the second. 22-15. St. Pat's quick 30. It's 11:07 Central Time. You're listening to Coyote Wide North Platte with translator K291BW North Platte and 106.1 FM. CT Computer Services on the corner of Phillip and Willow offers tune-up Tuesdays where all in-shop services are at price at CT Computer Services. Technology solved. Tanner Struckman back with you courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena. St. Pat's 22-15 with a lead over Elm Creek. Coach O'Malley puts Braithwaite, Heirich's, Kramer, Fermanski, and Hankless starters out there for the Irish. Working right to left again. Comes right side into the hands of Hankla. Hankla dribbles in, trying to find Braithwaite, finds Kramer in the lane. Now a good pass to Fermanski. In traffic, draws a triple team and traveled. Second turnover is all on the Irish. And here comes Hyman and Tickle back in for North Platte St. Pat's. Elm Creek has only scored 4 points in the quarter, but the Irish only one through 4 minutes and a second on a Ben Hankla free throw. Oberg has eight, two in the quarter. Brings into the front court, now picked up by Tickle. Comes up top, here's a driving Steiner, layup up and in. Oh, Colton Kime rather, the 5'9 junior with four, and it's a 5-point game, 22-17. That was too easy. Here's a deflected ball, another steal. It's Kime into the front court, taken back away by Hyman, but he's out of bounds. Elm Creek, though, getting some steals out on the perimeter. And it's interesting because their defense, they're putting a lot of attention on Heirich's, and yet Irish are turning the ball over more away from him. Inbound. Elm Creek inbounded at midcourt on the far side, throws it into the backcourt. Oberg will collect it. He'll bring it right in front of us. Head of the three-point line. Now he sees a lane. Got around one defender. Too easy. Nobody came to help. He's got eight. Excuse me, 10 on that. 22-19 in the Buffs. On an 8-1 run to start the quarter. Heirich's with it right wing. Right in front of the Elm Creek bench. Comes out front to Tickle. Irish have yet to hit a three. Don't have a field goal in the quarter. Hankla to Kramer, left corner. Payton comes inside to Hyman. Deflected ball, another steal into the front court. Oberg coast to coast. Oberg driving. Oberg lays it up. Can't get the roll, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Elm Creek having quite a quarter on both ends of the court. Tickle commits the foul. Good foul. Make him earn him at the line. Oberg will shoot two. 10 in the game already for the senior. His 75th double-figure game of his career. It's an unbelievable number. Lefty drills the first. 66% on the year at the line. Came in with 1,658 points. His 102nd game of his career. And he pulls the Buffaloes within two. Can pull them within one on a free throw. Both free throws in. Boy, and quite the quarter for the Buffaloes with a timeout in the middle of it all, too. A 10-1 run here in the second quarter with 2:58 to go in the second. Hankla across the timeline, comes right side, another dangerous pass. High Tickle in the right corner against this junk defense. High pass again, deflected out to Hankla. In the lane, throws it away. Hankley gets it right back, drives into the lane now, stops, goes around the defender, floats a shot up. That doesn't go. Rebound is tipped. Hankley comes up with it. Heirich's gets an open three on the left wing. That's short. Rebound is out of bounds. I don't know if there was a touch or not. Officials discussing. It's Elm Creek ball, and I agree. And the Irish on the offensive end have not gotten a whole lot going right now. One free throw in this quarter. Elm Creek can take their first lead with 2:32 to go in the second quarter. Expected dogfight with the Buffaloes. This is going to go down to the end. Colton Kime across the timeline, guarded by Heirich's. Tickle collecting Oberg on the near side. Kime has been dangerous. Comes out front to Ryder. Ryder on a ball fake. Drives into the free throw line. Kicks out front to Erickson. He'll penetrate. Kick corner. Freeze with nothing there. Freeze, backdoor pass to Oberg in the lane. Floater up, short, rebound, got his own, put off the glass and in. He put Elm Creek on top. Elm Creek's grabbed their first lead, 23-22. And it's been a lot of Quinn Oberg. Here's Hank Lynn to the front court. And Irish have just been completely stagnant on this end of the court. Here's Heirigs with it. High left, comes to Kramer. Heirigs gets it back in the left corner. Looking in, out front to Hankla. He'll ball fake, drive in, kick right side for Tickle. He'll penetrate, find Hyman. Hyman with a floater in the lane. Got it to fall in. Good ball movement. Gets the freshman his first bucket. Lead flips back to St. Pat's at 24-23. Into the front court. Ryder quickly, not shooting. Good close by Hyman on him. Left side to Erickson. Erickson with a backdoor pass, not there. Finds Oberg out front. Oberg contested three over Tickle. Is in! Doesn't hit a lot. It's 30th of the year. Elm Creek's got a two-point lead on just their second triple of the game. 26-24. Heirigs into the front court for St. Pat's. He's got four in the game is all. Skip pass near side for Tickle. Driving into the lane. 10-footer blocked and fouled. He'll go to the line on the Ethan Freeze foul. 26-24 Elm Creek by two with a minute four to go in the second quarter. Tickle to the line, 2 points for the senior. Of course, has only played 10 or so games this year due to that foot injury. Came back at the end of the year. First free throw is up, rolls in, drops in. Is 12 of 18 on the air at the line. Here comes Fromansky back in. Are you in need of farm or ranch management or considering a sale of your ag real estate? Turn to the professionals at HD Management. In North Platte, contact Kurt Pieper, Hank Nicely, or Justin Pieper with HD Management in North Platte. That's HD Management, your professionals in ag real estate. Second free throw to tie the game. Tickle will hit it. He'll check out with that. Jackson Braithwaite back in. Our first tie of this contest. 26 all. 1:11 to go in the second. Winner gets Howell's Dodge tomorrow night in a night game at Bob Devaney. Pressure into the backcourt. Comes into the hands of Colton Kine, but Oberg got to see the full attention. He has had another big quarter. Colton Kime working out front. 55 on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. Comes near a wing. It's Caleb Ryder guarded by Braithwaite. He'll hold. Come up top to Oberg. Driving. Long two right wing. Rattled in and out. Kramer with a rebound. Almost fouled on that rebound. Outlets to Fromansky into the front court. Fromansky attacking out front. Stops. Kicks to Kramer. He's going to be bumped and fouled by Colton Kime. His first team third on the Buffaloes. 34.8 to be exact on the game clock. That'll be last shot if the Irish won it. 26 all. This was a 10-point lead for the Irish at the end of the first. Cole Steiner back in for the Buffaloes. Inbound here. You've got Hankla. See how they play this final 35 seconds. Braithwaite, left wing, open three off a screen. Air ball, but Fromansky with a putback doesn't go. Second putback by him doesn't go. Rebound this time, brought down. Or getting a foul on the rebound on St. Pat's. Boy, you got some decent looks there. Although that was another deep three by Braithwaite. And that's his second foul as well. So he'll check out with that. It's just a little deceiving at that college line. Elm Creek can play for last shot and the lead, 26 all. Full court pressure comes into Oberg. They'll clear out. Got to have everybody back once he starts to drive. Guarded by number one, Ben Heirigs. Oberg with it out front. Comes near side. Out on the wing is Colton Kine. Kine with 13 right in front of us to Freeze. Freeze, handoff, timeout, Coach Cavity for the final 10 seconds of the first quarter. We'll step aside. St. Pat's tied with Elm Creek at 26 apiece. Final 10 seconds after this. Welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, HuskerRadio.com. Tanner Struckman with you from PBA. 26 all, 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Elm Creek drawing up their final 10 seconds to try to take the lead here at the end of the half. Great start for the Irish. First quarter was all them. Second quarter, all Buffaloes. They have outscored St. Pat's 15-5 in the quarter. Irish have one field goal in the quarter. Inbound in the front court on the far side, Cole Steiner. Steiner looking, gets it in to Kime. Kime back out front to Steiner. Steiner out front, handoff to Oberg. Oberg with 5 seconds in the lane. Free throw line shot doesn't go. Rebound for Mansky with 1 second. He'll half court, three quarter court heave it well short. And that Tickle caught it, put it in. Count it? No, they're not counting that. That's the end of our first half of play. Well, in a typical 4-5 matchup, got a 26 all tie at the end of one. Our halftime coming up when we return from Pinnacle Bank Arena in the D1 quarterfinal round on Husker Radio. First half in the books here from Pinnacle Bank Arena in the D1 quarterfinal round. St. Pat's tied with Elm Creek at 26 apiece. St. Pat's dance team and cheer team performing right now. They brought down their award-winning teams here to perform. All 26 all. Elm Creek with a big second quarter. Irish with the hot start. And we're squared up even at the first half of play. Halftime numbers brought to you by Condon Signs, North Platte's only locally owned full-service sign company, Condon Signs. They create custom monument signs, pylon signs, commercial awnings, and much more. They'll also service your existing sign, quality and knowledge since 1991. Visit them on the corner of 8th and Viner at ConnonSigns.com. For St. Pat's, 26 in the first half, but had a 21-point first quarter, only 5 in the second. 10 of 24 from the field, 0 for 6 from downtown. That's a big number. Three-point line didn't play a huge factor. Irish don't rely on the three a ton. They do rely on it to a degree. You got to hit some in the high school game. 6 of 8 at the foul line. 4 turnovers, but all in the second quarter. It was really a tale of two quarters overall. Individually, Peyton Kramer, 8 points, 8 rebounds. 4 for Ben Heirichs, 4 for Fromansky, 4 for Tickle, 3 for Braithwaite, 2 from Hyman, 1 from Hankla. Almost everybody scored. But again, 0 for 6 from downtown. Meanwhile, Elm Creek, 11 in the first, 15 in the second, 26 in the half. They shot 11 of 30 from the field. It's 37%, but 2 for 15 from downtown. Those are going to start falling at a better clip in that second half. 2 for 4 at the foul line. They were led by Quinn Oberg, who has 17 points. Got to find a way to slow him down. He's got 6 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2 free throws overall. Other scores, 4 for Keim, 3 for Freeze, and 2 from Erickson. Elm Creek, 3 turnovers, but all in the first quarter, as I mentioned. Tale of two halves, no doubt. Rebounds, 18 apiece. Foul trouble, Braithwaite has 2, Blake Erickson has 2. Not a whole lot of differential, that's why the score is tied at 26 apiece. Halftime numbers again brought to you by Conn & Signs from the D1 quarterfinal round at Pinnacle Bank Arena. More half coming up. Back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here. We're at the halftime break of the D1 quarterfinal round. North Platte St. Pat's Elm Creek 26-26. So far, it is, it's a dogfight. It's a dogfight, as Coach O'Malley called it. Earlier today, Howells Dodge picked up a 57-37 win over Fullerton in the 1-8 matchup. That was a game Fullerton led at half. Tale of two halves, no doubt. Howells Dodge put it on them in the second half. Later on, Lutheran High Northeast and Mead, they'll play at 6 o'clock tonight. And then East Butler and McCool Junction will wrap up the D1 field at 7:45, both those games over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. In C1, Ogallala looked like the one seed, 77-43 over Syracuse this morning. Douglas County West leading GICC by 17 at the half in that game. Ogallala will play the winner of that tomorrow, I believe at 9 a.m. I'm planning on going to watch that one. For sure at Devaney. Gothenburg plays this afternoon at 3:15. They get Auburn this afternoon in the C1 field. Should be a fun second half. Irish Elm Creek tied at 26. Your second half's coming up after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Husker Radio. Welcome back to the D1 quarterfinals. What adjustments are made by St. Pat's? One thing is, I think, got to get the ball inside a little bit more, although what Elm Creek's doing defensively is limiting that. Irish were 9 of 15 in the first quarter from the field, 1 for 9 in the second quarter. Got to see if they can find their way in this second half, tied at 26. Elm Creek, meanwhile, a lot of Quinn Oberg, I would imagine, 7 of 14 from the field. How do you limit him? When he turns a corner on you, you've got to have a second one. The kicker is, too, his release. If you could see his release, you'd understand why it's so difficult, because he's got a high point release. I mean, he could jump and get a nice floater. He's got a good mid-range game. He's tough to defend. You're going to put a lot of attention on him. And Elm Creek has missed the shots outside of him. I mean, the rest of the team hasn't done a whole lot. 9 points. I feel like if you're the Irish, you've dodged some bullets on the perimeter. Then again, Elm Creek's got to feel like they've dodged a few bullets. Irish haven't hit a 3 after hitting 18 in the last 2 games combined. Second half here in just a minute. Winner gets Howells Dodge tomorrow night. Season. Loser's season comes to an end. Here in the opening round. And as expected, nothing like the first meeting. That game in Elm Creek in December. Irish, yes. They were only up 10 at half. Elm Creek had a great second quarter, but blitzed them in the third quarter. Again, Ben Hankler was a big part of that game. Can he become more of an offensive threat here in this game here today? 26 all. Elm Creek putting in Oberg, Keim, Steiner, Erickson, and not Ryder on the court. Freeze. And the Irish bringing out Fermanski, Hankla, Braithwaite, Heirigs, and Kramer. They'll work left to right. Closer to my end. I'll get a closer look at the Irish hoops here. I'm down on this end more so. Here we go. Ben Hankland inbound to the backcourt, into Ben Heirigs, and he'll work it into the front court, left to right on your radio dial. Tied at 26. One tie, three lead changes in that first half. Heirigs gets it out front. Comes left side for Braithwaite. Oop play again for Hankla in the air. Doesn't get it to go. Boy, that was two oop plays that were both there. Got to come up with those for the Irish. 7:41 to go in the second half. A set play that worked beautifully. Doesn't finish, though. Oberg on the baseline. Gives it off. Comes near side to Erickson, who bangs his way in. Charge. Ran over Braithwaite, who takes the charge. And Erickson picks up his third foul with that. Braithwaite, credit him for taking the charge. And the Irish will get it back. 30 seconds gone. Tied at 26 of the Elm Creek Buffaloes here in the opening round of the D1 State Basketball Tournament. Heirigs with it. He's 0 for from downtown. He'll drive, go baseline, draws three defenders, kicks it out to Fermanski, inside to Kramer. Backdoor pass, tipped away, tipped out to Braithwaite, though. He collects it, finds Hankla right in front of us. Hankla driving short corner, stops there, comes inside to Kramer, got a good spot for him, turns and shoots a contested shot, missed, and the rebound is into the hands of Elm Creek. Braithwaite was there for the putback. It just banged off the rim one more time, so he couldn't get it. Boy, it's a tough break. Ball comes into the front court, Buffalo's with it. Do they keep shooting from outside despite the lack of success? They will. Colton Keim, three in the corner, air ball, backside rebound, Braithwaite. Up ahead it comes to Hankla. In transition, might take it in. He'll stop, hand it off. Fermanski with a floater, doesn't go. Not a great shot. Cut through it over his head. Oberg the other way in transition now. Layup right side, off the glass miss. Oberg put back, yes. Elm Creek by three, they're larger by two now. And Oberg with 19 in the game. 28-26, and again, the Irish didn't get back. And this is, it appears to be a boxing one to me. Kramer with it, short corner right to Hankla. He'll try the three in the right corner, and he hits! Big time shot is 11th of the year. First triple for the Irish of the game. They regain the lead, 29-28. Is that fire up number 10? We'll see. It's a big time shot when you had to have it. Right wing, driving, Steiner, stopping, comes to Erickson. Erickson lowers his head, that's a charge. Oh, it's an easy call, lowered his shoulder right into him, and Erickson picks up his fourth. And that's just, you can't do that. And with the charge just called, you kind of like, you're not going to call it again, but the way he lowered his shoulder, there's not much argument from anybody on that one. Easy call, 29-28, and that's 6-5 going to the bench. Across the timeline here is Braithwaite, now to Hankla. Draws two, finds Braithwaite in the right corner. Ball fakes, driving in, floater blocked. Rebound is to Oberg, and a jump ball is going to be called. It'll go to Elm Creek. Kramer getting his hand in there. Tickle's going to check in for St. Pat's. 5:33 mark of our third quarter, 29-28. Irish not taking great shots. Quick shots maybe in the possession. Full court pressure here, although this has really not impacted Elm Creek. They get it into Oberg, and he gets it back into the hands of Steiner. He's across the timeline. Picked up by Braithwaite. Steiner isolated right. Braithwaite closing on him. Picks up his dribble in front of his bench. Kick ball as he tries to enter into the corner. Hey, if you need a thicker, greener, less troublesome lawn, call Jorgensen's Lawn Service, 368-4000. With fertilizer, iron, weed, and insect control, Jorgensen's proudly serves the entire area. Call today for a free estimate, 368-4000. 5:19 to go in the third, over and back. Oberg touched it in the front court, went into the back court. And Elm Creek, third turnover of the quarter. I didn't see the entire sequence, to be honest. I thought I saw for sure. Coach Cavity wanting an explanation and not getting one. I didn't really see exactly the whole sequence. Elm Creek overplaying everything on the perimeter. Irish got to use a ball fake. Hankla, right wing, needs help. Goes corner, thrown away. Freeze with it. Turnover, Irish. And got Irish in the half-court set, not able to find teammates right now on the perimeter. Oberg, right wing, three for the lead in transition. Off iron, rebound, Braithwaite. Again, that's not, he's not a tremendous shooter, 29%. Hankla in transition. Finds Braithwaite, cutting into the lane. Back out to Hankla, steps into that three. It's short, backside rebound, all Elm Creek. They're doing a good job on the glass today. Irish out rebounded them by 11 in December. It's pretty much dead even right now. With it on the left wing is Oberg. Down one, 4:27 to go in the third. DeFreeze comes right side to Ryder. Open three for him, short. Heirig's on the rebound. Ryder still over. Into the front court, Heirich's coast to coast, runner up and under! What a take! Oh, wow! He got under the rim and had to use all of his arm to stretch that one out, 31-28. Only his fifth and sixth points of the game, but a huge one. Ryder straight away, he'll take the three again. And that one goes! Fearless Caleb Ryder was 0 for 4 prior to that. Just missed one, drills that one and ties it at 29. Heirich's quickly into the front court for St. Pat's. He has not been able to get going. Hankla in the left corner, driving, backing down, fading away, tough shot, in and out, rebounds deflected into the hands of Quinn Oberg. 20-31 all, 3:38 to go in the third. Oberg picked up by Sutton Tickle. Comes left side, slows it up for the Buffalo offense. Comes back to Oberg, left wing with a ball fake into the lane, floater up and in. He got a good ball fake. Oberg with 21, Elm Creek with the 33-31 lead. Irish bit on the ball fake out on the perimeter. Down two with the ball here. How do you get Peyton Kramer involved in this offense? Braithwaite, right corner three, his best opportunity. That one off iron, but a great look and a foul on the backside on the rebound on the Buffs. That's their fourth of the quarter. Clock stops at 3:06 to go in the quarter. Caleb Ryder's first. End line left. Irish haven't had many out-of-bounds plays. Let's see what they try to drop here. You need your best bucket, 33-31. Do you get Kramer? They get it to him right. Block, two defenders in the air, off the glass. There you go. He's in double figures with 10. His first shot attempt, I think, in the second half. Tied at 33 all. Third tie of the ball game. Across the timeline, Cole Steiner. Works right side, comes into the corner to Keim. Lost it on a dribble, out of bounds. No, he's able to save it. Boy, fortunate bounce that stayed in bounds. Ryder with it out midcourt. Dribbles right, spins on his defender, drives in, bounce pass out front, comes back right side, extra pass to the corner. Keim with a ball fake, drives in, 15-footer by him, up and in. Colton Keim's got six, 35-33, Buffaloes by two. Into the front court. You can tell Ben Heirich's has got some, he's tired right now. Ryder's been chasing him around, and Heirich's is tired. Left corner, Hankla looking in for Kramer. We'll reverse it back up top. Braithwaite coming back left side. Hankla looking. Heirich's cuts into the lane. Good take this time up and under. Oh, got it. Missed it. Rebound to Freeze. That was a good look. Good offense. Didn't finish. Other way. Oberg in transition. Driving in. Hedged off. Comes out front to Freeze. Ryder left wing up two. Three ball to go up five. In and out. Rebound is saved by the Irish. They'll have it with a minute 50 to go in the third. 35-33. Heirich's to Kramer. Comes left side to Hankla. Hankla stepping into an open three, and he hits his second one! Ben Hankla, monster three, 36-35. Irish by one, in transition, Ryder. Down to the hands of Steiner, left side, Keim with a ball fake. Not shooting that, comes back up top to Ryder. 90 seconds to go in the third. Oberg in the lane, Oberg driving, fouled on the way in, he'll go to the line. Not a bad foul of either Irish. First one of the quarter, make him earn it, line Tickle second. And I'll tell you, it's a huge weapon having Sutton Tickle defending Quinn Oberg because Ben Heirich's is gassed right now. The Irish haven't had a sub in a while. He hasn't come out in this game. Oberg, 21 in the game, 2 for 2 at the line. And the first one short off the front of the rim, maybe a little tired. Just like the athletes on the field quarter track, your heating and cooling units work hard, and service on them is sometimes needed. When the air conditioning stops running cold or your furnace shuts down, call Langmeyer Heating and Cooling of North Platte for service or a new unit altogether. That's Langmeyer Heating and Cooling of North Platte, 534-5848. Chase Kotick checks in, the 6'1 freshman, just for maybe a foul situation. Oberg's second free throw, missed both. Kramer with the rebound, close to a double-double. Irish brought in Winder and Hyman. Minute 20 to go in the third. St. Pat's up one. Oberg misses both free throws. Here into Kramer. Kramer at the elbow, fading away, and he still hits. He's got 12. Irish by 3, minute 10 to go here in the third. 38-33 visiting St. Pat's. Caleb Ryder, high right, comes near side to freeze. Hands off. With it is Colton Kime. Busts a three, ties the game up. Elm Creek's hit 4. Colton Kime's 31st of the year, and we're tied at 38 apiece with 50 seconds to go in the third. Heirig's just 6 points. Caleb Ryder's done a tremendous job on him. Switch defense, and there's a steal. Elm Creek, and no, Hyman ends up with it, finds Kramer. Kramer spinning in the lane, doesn't go, but he's hammered. He'll go to the line on the Elm Creek foul. Spin move drew a contact, and free throws coming up off the Ethan Freeze foul. Sorry, that's Connick. That's a break for Elm Creek, his first. 38 all, 38 seconds to go here in the third. And Kramer, 12 points in the game to go along with 9 rebounds. Will shoot 2, first one in. Breaks the tie at 39-38. He's been the difference. Irish got to find a way to get 55, a ton of touches in the fourth quarter. Here comes Hankla, Braithwaite, and Fermanski back in. Starters here for the Irish. Colton Kime getting a rear breather for Elm Creek. Second free throw here for Peyton Kramer, 6'4 junior. Misses it. Rebound, 1 point lead for the Irish. Elm Creek ball. 35 seconds to go. Do they play for last shot? Steiner, right wing, comes out front for Ryder. I would think if they get a good look, no way they're not shooting it. Shot clock differential is almost last shot. Oberg in the lane. Over Kramer, off the glass. No, but Kramer called for a hack. He couldn't believe it. His second, and Oberg will go to the line. We're going to try to make, he just missed 2. He'll try to tie this game and take the lead with 22.4 to go in the third quarter. Irish led by 10 at the end of 1. Jace Kotick is going to have to check out. He's got pretty good cut on his shoulder. Or maybe it's Heirig's with a cut on his elbow. Somebody's got a cut because there's blood on both of them. I think it's Heirig's who has the cut. So he's going to get looked at here. Longer break here. Irish. Well, I have a free throw here. I'm not sure who came back in. Maybe Kramer back in. He had a short break. 39-38. Quinn Oberg to the line, 2 for 4. 21 in the game for the senior. Puts the first one in to tie us at 39 apiece. Fifth tie of the ball game here. Oberg has 9 rebounds to go along with his 22 points. Second free throw for Oberg, who will get a breather for this final 22 seconds if he hits it. His only break of the game, he will not. Kramer on the rebound, has a double-double. Irish tied at 39, have the bucket, last shot. Heirig's will check in if there's a stoppage. Right now it's not there. Hankla, right wing, lost it. Strip steal on the wing, driving in is a layup, rolls in for Colton Kime. 6 seconds to go into the front court. Elm Creek up 2. Kramer gets it. He'll get a buzzer beater off the glass. And 1 in the corner. Kramer finishes it with a bucket to tie us at 41. He'll have a free throw to end the quarter. What a sequence for 55 there. Who's the foul on? Elm Creek fans across the way. It's the second foul on whoever it is. We'll check that in a moment. Kramer to try to break the tie at 41 apiece with nobody around him to end the quarter, and he will not. So we will go to the fourth, tied at 41 all. D1 quarterfinals, a good one from PBA next. Third quarter, an even tie at 15 apiece. Fourth quarter coming up here on HuskerRadio.com. Tanner Struckman, glad to be with you. Our scoreboard brought to you by the Justin Thompson Agency. For all your insurance needs, call Justin 534-2400. Visit him online at jthompsoninsurance.com. 41 apiece. Ben Hankla back in the game with that elbow scratch, but only 6 points for number one. Elm Creek gave up 27 to him in the first meeting back in December, and he's had quite a career against Elm Creek and quite a run this year, but it has been a quiet day. He runs baseline, has it in the far corner. Guarded by pretty much two guys on the perimeter. He looks inside, comes to Kramer out on the wing. Kramer left corner to Furmanski. Senior back into Payton. Payton draws three. Payton trying to get it out to Heirigs, does. On the left wing, guarded by Ryder. Heirigs comes back left corner to Kramer. Heirigs will get it back out front with nine to shoot. Heirigs out front, tightly guarded, gets a high screen, dribbles left, shakes a defender, puts up a contested three, rimmed off. Pretty good defense by Elm Creek. Tied at 41, they've got the ball. Into the front court is Cole Steiner. Stops at the top of the key, hands it off to Ryder. Ball fakes, drives left, kicks corner, open three. Keim doesn't go, backside rebound Kramer, who has a double-double. Tied at 41, both teams missing a three. Elm Creek, 4-for-22, Irish 2-for-11 from downtown. Here's Hankla against this junk defense. Hands it off to Ben Heirigs. Ryder staying on him. Comes back out front. Braithwaite open three. Good look for him. Off iron. And the rebound to Elm Creek. Braithwaite 0-for-4 from downtown. They need that. Ryder in transition. Driving into the short corner. Stops there. Has to come out to the wing. A ball fake and drive by Keim. Pro option lane. Trying to shoot around Kramer. And he's fouled. Kramer will pick up number three. And to the line will go number two, Colton Keim. The 5'9 junior who has 11 in the game, his 10th double-figure game and fourth straight. That's a big 11 points for him. He had eight in the first meeting. He's had quite the postseason run. Just 8 of 18 on the year at the foul line. This one way off. Second one upcoming. Back into the game is Blake Erickson, who's had a tough day. Four fouls. He's not gotten to play a whole lot. 41-41, 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter, from PBA. I was trying to stretch this game out a little longer. Free throw, both missed. Rebound into the hands of Heirigs. St. Pat's ball. 6:35 on the clock on the season for one of these two. Heirigs with a high screen, can't use it. Comes to Braithwaite near wing. This defense has caused a ton of problems for the Irish. Heirigs left side, trying to shake on the wing. Looking down low, not there. Backdoor was there for a moment, not now. Kramer has it in the corner. Comes back out front, they'll reverse it near side, 10 to shoot. Braithwaite comes left side, Hankla hit a couple big shots in the third quarter, gets it to Heirigs. Heirigs contested three, no, backside rebound, fought for it, Kramer. Out off Elm Creek, it'll stay with St. Pat's. So get another opportunity. 6:05 to go in the fourth with a new shot clock. And Coach O'Malley's gonna take a timeout, we'll step aside. 6:05 to go in the game, tied at 41, Elm Creek, St. Pat's. That timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, here to protect what matters most to you and your family. Back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena, D1 quarterfinals, 6:05 remaining in the game, 41-41 between St. Pat's and Elm Creek. Irish inbound with Furmanski just to our left. Comes in, gets it into the hands of Ben Heirigs. 6 points for the junior, averaging 23 a game. Works high left, out of the timeout. Now gets a screen right from Braithwaite. Hedged off by Oberg, back to Braithwaite. Another left wing three wide open. Off iron, rebound Hankla. Ben lost it on the dribble. Strip steal other way. Colton Keim in transition. No shot. He's fouled as he drives by Ben Heirigs. His second. Oh, that was well before any shot. But an Irish turnover on the rebound there. And just not finding the outside shots. Going to be Elm Creek underneath. Boy, nobody happy about it. I thought that was for sure on the floor. No way that it was. He was trying to foul. Inbound end line left. Elm Creek looking. They'll throw it in to Erickson, who drives. Erickson kicks corner. Wide pass of Freeze. Able to collect it in the corner. Freeze. Going to have to throw it back out front to Oberg, who will recollect the 27 to shoot. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. 5.5 to go in the game. Tied at 41 apiece. Freeze gets it out front, comes back to Oberg, left wing, hedged off, go drives, double, flips her up and in, splits two, what a take, he's got 25. And Elm Creek back out front, 43-41. Tough to stop, Irish had all sorts of defenders on him. Here's Hankla to Heirigs, gets a screen left, picks up his dribble. Heirigs, skip pass near side, got it to Hankla. Deflected, he still has it. Finds Braithwaite. Braithwaite to the right block. Fadeaway shot missed. Kramer with the offensive rebound. Goes back up. No. And the rebound to Oberg. Boy, some contact, not enough. Oberg in transition. Steiner drive. Missed layup. Rebound. Braithwaite on the other end. 4:50 to go in the game. 43-41 Elm Creek. Irish nearly turn it over right in front of us. Kramanski in the right corner, into Kramer. Kramer got a mismatch here. He'll fade away shot, missed. Another good look. Other way, Elm Creek up two with the ball. Their largest lead is two several times. 4:35 to go in the season for one of these two. Oberg with it out front, high left, picks up his dribble, gives it into Erickson, who drives into the lane. Defenders fell away, and a foul, a blocking foul called, I think on Braithwaite, who tried to take a charge and did not. He's shaky to get up.
Irish Bell, 55, Peyton Kramer.
Oh, it's on Peyton Kramer. It's his fourth.
Well,
Braithwaite got mowed over. How is that on Peyton? Ooh. And the look on Coach O'Malley's face is suggesting he agrees. Erickson to the line, 2 points. First free throw, perfect. And Elm Creek's got their largest lead of three. So Kramer going to sit for now. 4:26 to go in the game. 44-41. Erickson, a 50% free throw shooter. Just three in the game, five in the first meeting. Giving Elm Creek their largest lead and expanding on it, hitting big ones. 4-point lead for the Buffaloes, 45-41. 4:25 to go in the game. Heirigs with a high screen out near midcourt. Dribbles into the left corner, comes out of the corner. A lot of dribbling here. He'll pick it up, skip past far side, into Tickle. Tickle in the lane. Tickle kicks it out for Mansky, senior three. Is in! Big time Trey ball, his 11th of the year. Irish within one, 45-44. Those are the shots you gotta hit. Good find from Tickle. Oberg picked up by Sutton. Comes out front to Cole Steiner. 3:50 on the clock, Elm Creek by a point. Freeze with it, high left. Comes back between the circles. Swings right side for Colton Keim. Keim looking in, dribbles twice. Backdoor pass, Oberg in the lane, runner up, no! Rebound to Braithwaite, great look. He doesn't miss that very often. He's had a phenomenal day, 10-19 from the field. 3:30 to go, Irish can take the lead on a bucket. Braithwaite out front to Hankla, left side to Tickle. Looks in on the zone, comes out front. Braithwaite straight away, he's gotta be prepared to shoot that. Heirigs will try one right wing, off iron. Rebound all Elm Creek, Heirigs over from downtown. And Elm Creek ball, there's a travel. Yep, they got Keim with a drag in the foot travel. Ben Heirigs wouldn't let him get away with that. He put his hands up and said, hold on. Ben though, 0-7 from downtown. Only 6 points, just have not, I'm not even getting into the line. They have not been able to get anything for number one. And it's been multiple defenders on him. Steiner now picking him up. Riders had the duty a lot of it. Here's Hankla, out front to Braithwaite. 30 on the shot clock, 3:07 on the game clock, down one. Hankla collects it right wing. Kramer back into the game on the elbow. He'll skip it out front. Braithwaite stepping into a wide open three. Big shot doesn't go. Rebounds tipped into the hands of Kramer. Put back up and in. Irish regain the lead. Good tip by Trey Fermanski. Irish have the lead. Seventh lead change of the game. 46-45. Green and gold. 2:47 on the clock here from PBA. Oberg right side into the corner to Freeze. Freeze with it. Hand off out front. It's Keim driving into the lane. Keim bounce pass to Erickson, lays it off the glass. Kramer couldn't foul. Regaining lead is Elm Creek, 47-46. 2:30 to go in the game. Fermanski for St. Pat's right wing. Comes right corner, Braithwaite. Looks in, not there. Skips it out front for Hankla, who drives. His floater up, doesn't go. Rebound Erickson. Elm Creek with a 1 point lead and 2:15 on the clock. Heirigs strips it away though from Oberg. Drives right side, stops, waits for teammates. Ball's lost out of bounds, and an Oberg foul is going to send the Irish to the line. Kramer took a tumble. That's the sixth foul on the quarter by the Buffaloes. That's the first. I was thinking third quarter. Can't believe we haven't had any fouls in this fourth. 2:07 to go. Coach O'Malley going to take a timeout. Irish down one, 47-46. We're back after 30 right after this from the D1 quarterfinals. Are you in need of farm or ranch management or considering a sale of your ag real estate? Turn to the professionals at HD Management. Contact Kurt Pieper, Hank Nicely, or Justin Pieper with HD Management in North Platte. That's HD Management, your professionals in ag real estate. 2:07 on the clock, Irish down one, 47-46 to Elm Creek. Trying to get the ninth lead change. They'll end line ride it. See what Coach O'Malley draws up out of the timeout. Heirigs to inbound. Looks in there for Kramer. Comes into the corner to Hankla. Hankla, right corner, right in front of us. Comes back to the wing for Mansky. Up top to Braithwaite. Braithwaite does not go left. Instead, now he gets it out front to Ben Heirigs. With a pick and pick out front. And Oberg with a blocking foul. Picks up his second, team second. Fans furious across the way. Wanting a push-off, maybe. 1:53 on the clock. New shot clock for the Irish. Inbounding just to my left. Comes in to Ben Hankla. Hankla hands it off to Ben Heirigs out high right. Swings left side for Peyton Kramer. Over the top pass. Kramer will dribble once. Come into the corner for Mansky there. Comes back into Kramer. Ball's deflected and out, but off of Elm Creek last. Stays with St. Pat's with 18 to shoot. Minute 35 to go in the game. This game trickling away here at the closing minute on this end of the court. Inbound to Hankla. 16 to shoot, remember. He'll drive in, come out front to Braithwaite. Left side for Mansky with a baseline drive. Throws it away. Oberg steal. Oberg into the front court, one-on-one now. Oberg going to drive, lay it off the glass and in. And that's a three-point lead with a minute 19 to go. Costly turnover, and he finishes all of those. Heirigs with it, left wing. Heirigs tightly guarded by Steiner. Gets the screen out front. Oberg switches on him. No, Steiner stays with him. Heirigs comes up top to Braithwaite. Open three for the tie. Off iron. Rebounds tipped out into the corner. Oberg's got it. Into the front court with 59 seconds to go. He'll drive, kick corner, and they'll work clock now. Irish down three with 54 seconds to go. Season on the line. Oberg driving. Oberg kicking with now 20 on the shot clock. Can work about half of it off. Oberg with it, they'll come down low, nearly throwing it away, and they don't throw it away. A foul called from behind, but that is only the fourth. So now, Elm Creek with a new shot clock with 41 seconds to go. Subs, here come Tickle and Hyman. And the Irish in trouble, down 49-46 here at the state tournament. Inbounding in line right, and it's a fresh shot clock, so if you're the Irish, you don't get the steal, you're going to have foul. They get it in. Erickson banging his way to the right block and a blocking foul. Boy, I mean, at some point, though, the way he's just driving like that, I am a little surprised. I mean, he could almost have gotten a charge. That was not a strong and a smart take. Tickle picks up the foul. It'll be Erickson to the line, a 50% foul line shooter. The junior has 6 points on the game and is 2 for 2 at the line. Trying to make it a two-possession game with 38 seconds to go. He will. Came in 27-54, 3 for 3 today. Braithwaite, Kramer back in, still 38 seconds on the clock. So you got plenty of time, but there is no doubt, no empty possessions from here on out if you're the Irish. Free throw up, Erickson misses that one. Oberg comes up with the rebound though. Locked out by the Irish, but it'll stay with Elm Creek. And if you're the Irish, you can't give up a rebound on a missed free throw. Now a 4-point lead, clock at 35.5 to go. And Oberg with a double-double today of 26-12 and the biggest rebound of the day. Inbound it to Erickson. They're going to hand it back off to Oberg. He'll dribble out front. Oberg wasting time with 30 seconds. Finally a reach. He'll go to the line. And now they'll leave it into the hands of their senior who came in with 1,658 points on his 102nd career game to add to his 27-point day. I mean, he is the lone senior on this roster. It's going to be an awfully good roster next year. He hits the free throw to make it a 5-point lead, Elm Creek's largest of the game with 30 seconds to go. Boy, what a Irish couple late turnovers and didn't hit shots. They've hit two field goals in this second half, fourth quarter. Both free throws in, down six. Got to go quick if you're the Irish. 28 seconds to go. Heirigs with it near wing. Heirigs pull up three right in front of me. Short rebound. Elm Creek, and boy, the shots just aren't falling. Elm Creek gets a foul finally, and they're not falling today. I mean, Ben Heirigs, a 6-point game from him. Hasn't happened in a long, long time. You got to go back to freshman year. 20 seconds to go. And it'll be Colton Keim to the line. Elm Creek up six with 20 seconds to go. Keim's free throw, off iron. Still a two possession game. Second one for Keim, but only a 44% shooter. He's 0 for 3 in the quarter. This one hits it. That's a big one. Three possession game. 20 seconds to work with. Heirigs gets it. Heirigs in the backcourt. Picked up. Comes to the top of the key. Heirigs, and going to be fouled. And that's only Elm Creek's third, so a good foul. They can use it, another one. Coach Cavity saying, you got one more, so go ahead and foul. Inbound here. Heirigs gets it. Heirigs, wing, gets a pull-up three on the wing. Short, rebound is deflected. Elm Creek's got it with 9 seconds. They're going to run out the clock, and the Buffaloes knock off St. Pat's, 53-46. And a dunk by Oberg at the buzzer. Elm Creek 55-46, they win it over St. Pat's here in the D1 quarterfinal round, and they'll move on to the semifinals and face Howells Dodge tomorrow night. Post game coming up next right after this. Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here at the D1 quarterfinal round, a final. The St. Pat's Irish fall to the Elm Creek Buffaloes here by a score of 55-46, and the season comes to an end for St. Pat's here at 16-11. Postgame brought to you by Quick Stop, just around every corner, fast, easy, and convenient, with six locations throughout North Platte, also locations in Ogallala, Hershey, Grant, and Imperial, on the road everywhere. It is Quick Stop. Tough loss here for the Irish. Tough loss. They fall to Elm Creek. Quick start up 21-11. Largest lead, tied at half, tied at the end of the third, and outscored 14-5 in the fourth quarter. Credit Elm Creek. They hit some big free throws down the stretch. I think in the fourth quarter, they were really good in the fourth quarter from the foul line. 6 of 10. I mean, good enough. Irish didn't shoot a free throw in the fourth quarter and only went 1 for 10, 2 for 15 from the field, 1 for 10 from threes down the stretch there for the Irish. And ended up shooting 34% in this game, and their season comes to an end at 16-11. And we're unable to slow down Quinn Oberg, who with the dunk at the buzzer there. I mean, yeah, it's one that you might go, really. But got him to 30, and, you know, tremendous player. He's a tremendous player, and put a exclamation point on this one for the Buffaloes. 55-46, they will move on at 22-5 to face Howells Dodge now tomorrow night in the semifinal round of the quarter of the D1 state basketball tournament. And that's a good group, and I'll tell you, Elm Creek's a team that Oberg will graduate. They return everybody else, and they've got a good freshman class. I think there's a lot of future for Elm Creek. They got to like what they have down the stretch. I think this will be a team that is for certain back. And for St. Pat's, there's no doubt they're going to try to use this last 3 years' first-round exit as fuel to the fire. They're going to graduate a few seniors in Landon Shepard, Trey Fermansky, and Sutton Tickle, but they bring back a whole lot as well. They've got the largest junior class in this roster for what they do points-wise. And, you know, by next year, you're going to have probably the best player in D1 in Ben Heirigs, at least from the perimeter. That being said, Elm Creek did a tremendous job on him today. 6 points. 6 points in the game is all for Ben Heirigs. That is the lowest point total for the junior. And you got to go all the way. Actually, back to the Sutherland game to open last year. Granted, that was a 57-12 win, so he didn't have many shots. But, I mean, a long time since he's been limited that much. 3 for 12 from the field for number one, but not many good looks. Elm Creek did a tremendous job on him. And the Irish got other looks. They just didn't hit him. They didn't hit him here today. And the season comes to an end for North Platte St. Pat's. Postgame numbers brought to you by Con and Signs, North Platte's only locally owned full-service sign company. Con and Signs creates custom monument signs, pylon signs, commercial awnings, and they'll service your existing sign quality and knowledge since 1991. Visit them on the corner of 8th and Viner at conandsigns.com. For the Irish, 46 in the game, individually led by Peyton Kramer, who had 17 points today, had 13 rebounds. His ninth double-double of the year. What a season the junior had. And I'm telling you, I think he'll be one of the best seniors next year as well. We'll round out the numbers here in a moment. Sorry, Coach. Coach O'Malley here joining us here. Well, tough loss, Coach. Obviously a great start for you. Kind of similar, not in how it happened, but similar to the last time you played them. But like they did in the last time you played them, they had a good second quarter. And really a couple quarters, though. I mean, the second and fourth, 5 points in each. And I think a lot of credit goes to Elm Creek's defense. I thought they were really good.
Yeah, they did a good job. And early, they're in man-to-man, and we were functioning pretty well against that. And then when they went to the hybrid defense there and made it a little harder to keep Ben involved, we just weren't able to make enough shots. They were gonna let us shoot from the perimeter, and we just weren't able to hit enough of those shots to make it work.
Obviously going into the fourth, tied at 41 all, and I thought a couple turnovers down here on this end. And one thing about Oberg that, I mean, if he's in transition, he's almost impossible to stop. But I also thought the Keim kid was really good in transition for him, and they made it a key to get down the court.
Yeah, they did a good job of getting some deflections and were able to get some easy baskets. We had a few too many live ball turnovers that they were able to turn into transition points, and that made it rough on us.
Irish fall 55-46, and the season comes to an end. Overall, though, I mean, I don't know how much more you can say about this game, but season-wise, what a season. You know, this was a roller coaster at times. We felt you couldn't get a whole lot of a win streak going until there the end, but a tough schedule you knew would prepare you for the postseason. And obviously, you get back to the state tournament, but this was a 16-11 season, and with the schedule you played, it was quite a season for the kids to face adversity all year long and fight through it and still get back to state.
I thought we really did a great job of battling, and even today, I thought, you know, we did some things well. Obviously, we didn't shoot the ball well enough to stay in it with the way they were defending us, but I thought we still really stayed in there and battled, and I guess that's just what I've come to expect from this group. They've continued to compete. And, you know, there were some things that didn't go well. We had gave up a couple rebounds late that really hurt us. And as you said, they got some deflections and runouts. And there are a number of things that were kind of costly in this game. But I didn't feel like any of them were ever effort-related. And that's a real credit to our guys and the way that they played all year.
Back to state, and here it ends to the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And now you graduate some seniors. Obviously, Landon Shepard, Trey Fermansky, and Sutton Tickle. Good group of three there. You return a whole lot, but let's talk about those three seniors.
All really been great contributors to the team. Just good leaders and dependable guys. You know, guys you didn't have to worry about, you know, being late for practice or not, you know, doing what they're supposed to do and being where they're supposed to be. So I've really appreciated their leadership in so many ways and really heavily invested in what we're trying to do and being kind of mentoring younger players and encouraging younger players and all the things that you want your upperclassmen to do.
Now moving forward, obviously you're going to return a lot. That junior class has been pretty impactful for you the last several years. And I think they're, when you look at points per game from a junior class, they have the most in the D1 field. So you got to feel like this is a group that next year can be back right here.
Yeah, it's a long, difficult road getting back. I think that's the thing that I think people kind of assume. Well, if you have a lot of returners, then it'll just happen. but there's a lot of work that goes into that, and we'll have to, you know, get increase strength and speed and skill, all the things that it takes to you know, improve yourself as a basketball player. And so that's the challenge, is to put in the work to do those things and then continue to use the experience that you've gotten to this point.
Well, it's been a pleasure covering you all season long. Hate to see it end here today, but what a tremendous year it was again for Irish basketball and making it to state. Coach, always appreciate all your time and all your access and everything you've done for our broadcast.
Well, you're always very kind with your words. I appreciate all your work.
Thank you, Coach. Coach O'Malley with us here as the Irish fall. Their season comes to an end 55-46 to the Elm Creek Buffaloes. 16-11 on the year. Elm Creek 22-5 now. Rounding out the numbers here, again brought to you by Condon Signs. St. Pat's again led by Peyton Kramer, 17-13 here today. 7 from Hankla and Fermansky. 6 from Ben Heirigs. 4 from Sutton Tickle. He had 3 assists. And 2 from Elijah Hyman, 3 from Jackson Braithwaite. St. Pat's finished the game shooting 34%, just 3 for 20 from downtown. That's obviously a big number there. 7-11 at the foul line. Elm Creek, meanwhile, they were led individually by Quinn Oberg. 30 points, 13 rebounds. Tremendous game from him. 12 from Colton Keim. Thought that was key, big. Blake Erickson, big 4 points late. He had 3 from Ethan Fries, 3 from Caleb Ryder. And Elm Creek shooting 44% from the field. Only 4 of 22 from downtown, 9 of 18 at the line. Irish actually got outscored in the paint, which a lot of that's Quinn Oberg, what he can do getting into the paint. And a points off turnovers. They outscored St. Pat's by 6 in that game. The big quarters, the second and the fourth, Irish only score 4 in each quarter. Elm Creek a little more steady, 11, 15, 15, and 14 by quarter in this game. It was kind of a game of waves for St. Pat's, and unfortunately they didn't end on top. They ended under the water, if you will. 55-46, Elm Creek gets the win. And certainly want to give a big shout-out to those three seniors for being tremendous leaders here, and they're great young men, and they will go on. Just really happy Sutton Tickle, number one, could be able to actually come back and play as well. And it's certainly been a pleasure to cover them all season long. It's going to wrap it up from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Again, your final, Elm Creek with a win, 55-46. They'll move on to face Howells Dodge in the semifinals. Been a great season covering the Irish here on Husker Radio. Tanner Struckman saying so long here from Pinnacle Bank Arena.